Hello and welcome to this, our service from the Church of the Epiphany for April the 28th, 2024. Flowers in the church today are to the glory of God and loving memory of our parents and grandparents, John and Doreen Cresswell and Winifred and Willis Lonsdale, with love from Mike and Joan Cresswell and family. Also, the flowers in the church today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of Edna and George Garrett, George and Vita Frieden, given by Brian Garrett. Some announcements. Thank you for all the support for our food cupboard. We have lunch after church on Sunday. Everybody's welcome. It's a sign-up lunch, not so much potluck, but you sign up for the next week, and we enjoy our visit together, so come on out. The Penny Social's coming right up, May 3rd. All the details are in our email. A reminder that baking makes a great prize, and so we'd love to have some baking or other items. The Masons will be visiting May the 5th. Our Welcome Sunday, May the 19th, with lunch. Jazz Vespers at St. James, May 26th. Craft Club every third Saturday. We're having a dinner, June 8th. It's only $10. It's our first dinner since COVID. It'll be at 5:30. It's going to be, the details are there in our email. We're going to have a silent auction. Again, baking makes a great silent auction item. Invite your friends and family. And I've been saying, what a great opportunity to have dinner with those people that you want to catch up with. Don't have to clean the house. It's only $10. You can have a table of eight. Jeremy Smith, July 28th. Meat and veggie pies are available. $5 makes an excellent meal. Mint smoothies, Sandra. Canceled stamps, Gloria. Rinsed empty drink containers for Dan. And thank you to everyone who supported Adam and Kedra with the Slate Sisters. It's been an excellent project, well received and enjoyed. And if you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations can be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. Address and phone number in the email. And now the opening of our worship. Let's gather our thoughts. Living God, long ago faithful women proclaimed the good news of Jesus' resurrection, and the world was changed forever. Teach us to keep faith with them, that our witness may be as bold, our love is deep, our faith is true. Amen. Our scripture reading this week is from the letter to John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. The word of the Lord. And now our sermon. In the movie about the life of Mahatma Gandhi, when he lies almost dead from a hunger strike to stop the killings among the Muslims and the Hindus, he shares When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible. But in the end, they always fall. Always. Well, you and I know the reason that the Christian faith is difficult is that we are called to love not only our family and friends, which is a great challenge in itself, but our enemies as well. And the measure of love is to love without measure, like Mahatma Gandhi is talking about. So first, the model for loving without measure comes from God. As humans, it's easy to hate, to dislike. We're good at it. However, God teaches us to love. Some feel it's simply unnatural to love. Will Durant was correct that if Jesus could teach and empower the members of the human race to love each other, then it would make a great impact on the human drama. For us, it's truly amazing that God loves us. As the writer in 1 John makes perfectly clear, God took the initiative in declaring his love for us. It's not that we loved God, but God first loved us, and that God sought us, not that we sought him. Sort of like an incident that happened in Chester, Pennsylvania, about 9 years ago. Someone's son, named John, had ridden his tricycle from East 18th Street around the corner to Providence Avenue, which is really Route 320 in Delaware County. Being a concerned father, when little John did not come back around the corner, he went looking for him. John had somehow gotten turned around and was unsure of his surroundings. When I turned the corner, there was John, getting ready to let out a big cry, feeling lost. As I came upon the scene, John burst into a big smile and said, "Daddy, I knew you'd come looking for me." That's exactly what the writer of 1 John is declaring in this lesson. The miracle is not that we love God. The miracle is that God loved us. God comes searching for us around the corners of our lives, even when we're fleeing from his holy presence. Nowhere in the Bible do we find a verse which declares that God said, "Be good, and I will love you." Rather, 1 John declares, "Because I love you, you can become loving. I provide an example and power." Second, to love without measure in our journey on earth requires us to remain connected to the source of that love. From the beautiful campus of Drew University comes a powerful story. It seems that a winter storm hit the campus. The forceful gusts of winds knocked many limbs from the thousands of trees located on the campus, that campus known as the forest. Because there were so many limbs to pick up, some of the limbs were pushed off the walkways to be picked up in the spring. All winter long, the students passed these dead branches and limbs. However, the first week of April, a strange thing happened to these branches. New buds and leaves began to sprout on these dead limbs. For about 2 weeks, this happened. It seemed that there was enough energy left in the branches to allow the leaves to come forward. However, after 2 weeks, the leaves began to fade and wither and eventually die. Without sustained ties to the one who loves us, our love also fades, withers, and dies. Love that connects you with the loving, living God of the universe will provide you with the source to love for the long term. To love, people need more than good intentions and sincerity. They need to connect with the Lord, often on Sundays during worship. In a writing titled The Echo of Hate, there's a story about a little boy who was touring the Rockies with his mother. He'd been naughty, and she corrected him. He ran over to the edge of a cliff, fenced in, but the edge of the cliff, and shouted to his mother, "I don't like you, I don't like you, I don't like you." And the echo came back, "Don't like you, don't like you, don't like you." The boy was frightened. He ran to his mother and sobbed, "There's a person over there who doesn't like me." The mother took her son by his hand and led him back to the cliff. Now she said, "Call out, I love you, I love you." The boy did. And sweet and clear the words came back, "Love you, love you." "I hope," said the wise mother, "that you've learned that what you give, you get back." We realize, like the wee child, it's easier to say, "I don't like you," than it is to say, "I love you." But Jesus does point to a more excellent way. If we're connected to the one who loves us, then we can respond in God's love. While the Bible drama clearly reveals that love can be crucified, it can never be defeated. Thus it is God's desire for us to live out the reality of love. Love does return to us if we're willing to love without instant measurability. Remember what Gandhi said, "History's taught us that truth and love always win." Lastly, to love without measure requires commitment and sacrifice. This confirms what the writer declares in our scripture. If anyone says, "I love God," but hates his brother, he's a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen, so therefore he cannot love God whom he's not seen. The measure of our love is to love without measure. May God inspire us to love without measure. Amen.
We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And we'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love.
And now let us join together in a declaration of our belief. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended the dead. Third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And our prayers. O God, your Son remained with his disciples after his resurrection, teaching them to love all people as neighbors. As his disciples in this age, we offer our prayers on behalf of the universe in which we are privileged to live, and our neighbors with whom we share it. We pray for Linda, Christine, Bob, Dory, Garfield, Eunice, and Connie, Suzanne, Gloria, Belinda, Ross, Francis, Bill, and Jeff, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, and Dan, Gordon, Amy, Yvonne, Marion, Gus, Jay, Rick, Sharon, Ann, Marcel, and Jeff, Mike, Scott, and Lisa, Wendy, Eric, Sarah, Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Janice, Darren, and Roland, and all others whom we know who need God's special care and love. Open our hearts to your power, moving around us, between us, and within us, until your glory is revealed in our love of both friend and enemy, in communities transformed by justice and compassion, and in healing of all that is broken. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And our prayer based upon Scripture. God, you sent your Son into the world that we might live through him. May we abide in his risen life so that we may bear the fruit of love for one another and know the fullness of joy. Amen. And now our blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. It's always good to hear from you. And now our parting blessing song.
Trust him.